Yasodhanandana Vajajanaranjana Yasodhanandana Vajajanaranjana Yamunatira Vanachari Yamunatira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopijana Balaba Hiribaradhari Gopijana Balaba Hiribaradhari Jasura Nandana Prajajana Ranjana Jasura Nandana Prajajana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Jaya Gaur-Nitai, Jaya Gaur-Nitai. Gaur-Nitai Jaya Gaur-Nitai Gaur-Nitai Jaya Gaur-Nitai Jaya Gaur-Nitai Jaya Gaur-Nitai Jaya Radhe Shyam Radhe Shyam Radhe Shyam Radhe Shyam Radhe Shyam Radhe Shyam Jaya Radhe Shyam Jaya Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Jaya Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Jaya Jaya Prabhupada Krishna Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Vibhraja Gacchara Zidastha Tarasati Shishi Maresi Bhaktivinoda Swami Prabhupada Ki
Jai
Ananta Kodi Vaishnavinda Ki
Jai
Namacharya Haridas Thakur ki Prem Shekha Ho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Punit Ananda Shadvaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Govinda Shyamakun Radha Kun Giri Govardhan ki Shri Mathura Vrindavandam ki Maya Purnabhadvip Dham ki Shri Jagannapuri Dham ki Tulasi Devi ki Bhakti Devi ki Yamunamai ki Gangamai ki All glories to the awesome devotees All glories to the assembled devotees.
Hey.
All glories, Shri Guru and Guranga Sadgoswami Ki Jai.
Hey.
Gaur Premanandi Hari.
Oh.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, reading the first canto, chapter 9, verse 18, isn't it?
That's correct.
It's a little deja vu. I had a verse like this. I think the first one I gave was about it had you, Ajo Narayana, and Mohayan, Maya, similar words in it. So, Eshavai Bhagavan Sakshad.
Eshavai Bhagavan
Ajo Narayana Puman.
Sakshad.
Mohayan Mayalokam.
Adyo Narayana
Gudhas Charati
Puran.
Vishnishu.
Vishnishu.
Eshavai Bhagavan Sakshad.
Eshavai
Bhagavan
Bhagavan
Adyo Narayana Puman.
Sakshat. Adyo
Mohayan Mayalokam.
Mohayan
Mayalokam.
Gurhas Charati
Vishnishu.
Eshavai
Bhagavan
Sakshat.
Adyo
Narayana
Mohayan
Mayalokam.
Vishnushu.
Someone chat, please.
Eshavai Bhagavan Sakshad.
Eshavai
Adyo
Adyo
Narayana
Mohayan
Mayalokam.
Gudhas Charati Vishnishu.
Eshavai Bhagavan Sakshad.
Eshavai Bhagavan Sakshad.
Adyo Narayana
Adyo
Puman.
Adyo
Narayana
Puman.
Mohayan
Mayalokam.
Gudhas
Charati
Eshavai Bhagavan
Sakshad.
Adyo
Narayana Puman.
Mohayan Maya Lokam.
Mohayan Maya Lokam.
Gudascharati Vrishnishu.
Gudascharati Vrishnishu.
So, Esha,
Esha,
this,
by,
positively, Bhagavan,
Bhagavan,
the personality of Godhead,
The personality of Godhead.
Sakshat.
Sakshat.
Original.
Original.
Adya.
Adya.
The first.
The first.
Narayana.
Narayana.
Supreme Lord who lies down in the water.
Supreme Lord that lies down in the water.
Puman.
Puman.
The Supreme Enjoyer.
The Supreme Enjoyer.
Mohayan.
Mohayan.
Bewildering.
Bewildering.
Mayaya.
Mayaya.
By a self-created energy.
By a
self-created energy.
Lokam.
Lokam.
The planets.
The planets.
Gudha.
Gudha.
Who is inconceivable.
Who is inconceivable.
Charity.
Charity.
Moves.
Moves.
Vishnishu.
Vishnishu.
Among the Vrishni family.
Among the Vrishni family.
Translation. This Sri Krishna is no other than the inconceivable original personality of Godhead. He is the first Narayan, the supreme enjoyer, but he is moving amongst the descendants of King Vrishni just like one of us, and he's bewildering us with his self-created energy.
Prabhu's, I always need to remind everybody if we could all mute at this time. Thank you.
Okay. The Vedic system of acquiring knowledge is the deductive process. The Vedic knowledge is received perfectly by disciplic succession from authorities. Such knowledge is never dogmatic, as ill-conceived by less intelligent persons. The mother is the authority to verify the identity of the father. She is the authority for such confidential knowledge. Therefore, authority is not dogmatic. In the Bhagavad Gita, this truth is confirmed in the fourth chapter. The perfect system of learning is to receive it from authority. The very same system is accepted universally as truth, but only the false arguer speaks against it. For example, modern spacecraft fly in the sky, and when scientists say they travel to the other side of the moon, men believe their stories blindly because they've accepted the modern scientists as authorities. Authorities speak and the people in general believe them. But in the case of Vedic truths, they have been taught not to believe. Even if they accept Vedic truths, they give a different interpretation. Each and every man wants a direct perception of Vedic knowledge, but foolishly they deny it. This means that the misguided man can believe one authority, the scientist, but will reject the authority of the Vedas. The result is that people have degenerated. Here is an authority speaking about Sri Krishna as the original personality of Godhead, the first Narayan. Even such an impersonalist as Acharya Shankar has said in the beginning of his commentation on Bhagavad Gita that Narayan, the personality of Godhead, is beyond material creation. The universe is one of the material creations, but Narayan is transcendental, such as paraphernalia. Bhishma Dev is one of the 12 Mahajans who know the principles of transcendental knowledge. His confirmation of Lord Sri Krishna as being the original personality of Godhead is also corroborated by the impersonalist Shankara. All other acharyas have also confirmed the statement. Thus, there is no chance of not accepting Lord Sri Krishna as the original personality of Godhead. Bhishma Dev says that he is the first Narayan. This is also confirmed by Brahmaji in Bhagavatam. Krishna is the first Narayan. In the spiritual world, there are unlimited numbers of Narayans, who are all the same personality of Godhead and are considered to be plenary expansions of the original personality, Sri Krishna. The first form of of the Lord Sri Krishna expands himself as form of Baladev, and Baladev expands at so many other forms, such as Shankarshan, Pradyumnani, Ruta, Vasudev, Narayan, Purusha, Ram, and Shiva. All these expansions are one and the same Vishnu Tattva. And Sri Krishna is the original source of all plenary expansions. He is therefore the direct personality of Godhead. He is the creator of the material world. He is the predominating deity known as Narayan in all Vaikuntha planets. Therefore, his movements among human beings is another sort of bewilderment. The Lord therefore says in Bhagavad Gita that foolish persons consider him to be one of the human beings without knowing the intricacies of his movements. The bewilderment regarding Sri Krishna is due to the action of his twofold internal and external energy upon the third one, the called marginal energy. The living entities are expansions of his marginal energy, and thus they are sometimes bewildered by the internal energy and sometimes by the external energy. By internal energetic bewilderment, Sri Krishna expands himself into unlimited numbers of Narayan and exchanges or accepts transcendental loving service from the living entities in the transcendental world. And by his external energetic expansions, he incarnates himself in the material world amongst men, animals, and our demigods to reestablish his forgotten relation with the living entities and different species of life. Great authorities like Bhishma, however, escape his bewilderment by the mercy of the Lord. Omagyanat manandasya gyananjana shalaka chakshu inmilitam jena tasmai shi gurave namah. Janalam bido bujo kanaka vidato sankirtanai kapitaro kamalayatakshu vishvambharo dvijibharo dhyugadharma palo vande jigatpriya karo kurunavataro. Nanda Lila Maya Vigrahaya, Himabdi Bhacha Visandaraya, Tasmai Maha Premara Sapadaya, Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste, Bancha Kalpata Rupyastra Kripa Sindhu Veva Chapati Tanam Pavane Bho Vaishnave Bho Namo Namah, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Pumunitananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda, Hey Guru Ganadadina Bandho, Swananda Dattai Karanaika Sindhu, Vrindavana Sineta Avatara Prasida Radha Pranaya Prachara Krishna Shana Vida Kirtane Shutan Namasan Kirtana Meva Mukyam Tan Prema Sampa Janani Swayandra Krishtam Tata Praisaistadamam Mitata Shri Krishna Jaitanya Bhavanitana. So Aisha Vai Bhagavan Saksha Rajo Narayana Puman Mahayan Maya Lokam Guras Charati Vishnishu. This Sri Krishna is no other than the inconceivable original personality of Godhead. He is the first Narayan, the supreme enjoyer, but he is moving amongst the descendants of Vrishni like one of us, and he is bewildering us with his self-created energy. So these are the prayers of the, or the expressions of Bhishma Dev. And Bhishma, of course, in Mahajana, Mahajana Yena Gata Sapanta, Dharmasya Tattvam Nihitam Gopayam. So this word Gudha means hidden, sometimes inconceivable, and Guhaya, and describing the Mahajans, is means that this truth is hidden or could be not perceivable or inconceivable as being hidden in the hearts of the Mahajans. Those who are in the mundane realm, Tarko Pratishta, it is said, they like to argue. They may be munis, Tarko Pratishta, or rishis. Nasa muni yashematam nabinam. This is a verse by Yudhisthira, actually, in Mahabharata, describing the Mahajans. And so we're getting, as mentioned here also, that Bhishma is a Mahajan. Ajvai Bhagavan Sakshat. Positively, vai means certainly, definitely, 100%. Ajvai Bhagavan. He's Bhagawan. So Bhagawan, Narayan. And Prabhupada is making reference to several things in this purport. One of them is Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma had seen all the, how Krishna had appeared, expanded as the boys and declares the calves and the boys and various unlimited Vishnu expansions. So in his prayers to Krishna, it's in the 14th chapter, as mentioned here, one of them specifically says, Narayanas Tvam Sarva Nahi Sarva Dehinam. Aren't you the Narayan who is Sarva Dehinam, the source of everything, everyone? Narayanangam Narabhu Jalayanat. He lie in the water, the original father of everyone, and including myself. further in the prayer, he says, but not Tavapi Maya. You're not under a Maya, not under illusion, not under your, as it says, self deluding energy, whether it's the external or internal, Prabhupada mentions. So, we see this word, it's a very nice word here, that it says, Gurhas Charati Vrishnishu, that he's moving inconceivably or hidden. Interestingly enough, the word generally means hidden. That when we see in the first canto before this, there was a verse, Kritavan Kila Kila Karamani Saharamini Keshiva, Hati Martyani Bhagavan Guda Kapatamanasha. The same word was used, Guda Kapatamanasha, that Krishna, along with Balaram, Rama and Krishna, Kila Karamani, they perform many superhuman feats. But masked, it probably uses the word masked. So throughout these books, we see that the one word can have a little shades of meaning. In that particular says it says Gudas Charity Manusha, masked, hidden. And even when the gopis in Vrindavan, they were saying, especially the friends of Mother Yasoda and all the residents of Vrindavan, they were saying that Krishna, he's walking in the forest, and he's sometimes masked or hidden, or he's hidden by as a human, as a boy. He's decorated so beautifully, not only as an ordinary boy, but he's got all the coward boys, especially Krishna, so beautiful, wearing amazing forest garlands of unlimited beauty. There's so many forest flowers you can pick up, boys would pick them up, have garlands. You know, it's not like nowadays we go to Vrindavan, it's hard to imagine, but thorns, and it would be hard to just find so many flowers. But during the appearance of Krishna, then so many forests and lush scenery there, that all the flowers and herbs, they could create so many types of paints, little simple things, and they could mark color their bodies as they do to the deities all around, painting them in with different herbal reds, and sometimes there's like bluish and berries. You can just well imagine yellows. Even there's a paint they still call Indian yellow. I assume the boys could have access to it, but Indian yellow is specifically made. Nowadays it's synthetic, of course, but they call it Indian yellow because, of course, it originates in India, as everything else does. But now, still, it's a common color. It's like a bright, transparent yellow. And originally it's made, and still they make it, some of the indigenous artists in India, they make it from cow urine. And there's other wonderful colors you can grind from jewels, semi-precious jewels, and, you know, of course, a hard jewel might be difficult. But so the boys are decorated like that, and Krishna is like a dancing actor, and he's charming everyone walking like that, hidden in this way. Guda, Guda. So when the boys also came into Mathura, they, Krishna and Balaram, coward boys, they walked into Mathura in this way, hidden. They came in, and when there was the bow, they broke it. Still, just imagine how they could bewilder the wrestlers and bewilder Kamsa. I mean, somebody could break that bow, and they still, Kamsa was thinking he was going to kill Krishna. And he sent his Chanura, Mustika, all those big wrestlers out into the ring, and all the ladies in the ring was, oh, this is irreligious. Nobody should stay in this place. You know, these little boys, look at them. They wrestle in the forest. How can anyone stay here? This has got to be stopped. These little boys are going to wrestle with these huge wrestlers that are like lightning bolts. They can stomp on them. They'll kill them instantly. We have to stop this. Their ladies were crying like that. This has to stop. This is irreligious. No one should remain in a place where this is going on like that. And then Chanur himself said, Chanur, right before wrestling, he started talking big time. He was tired of all his attention to Krishna, but he said, look, we know you guys wrestle. You can wrestle us, you know. Plus, what, I mean, we don't even know. Are you actually boys? We don't think so. There's one nice verse that Chanur speaks, na balo na kishura tuam. He says, we don't think that you're a boy, you know, a balo or a boy or a little boy or a bigger boy or anything like that. Balascha balinam bacha. But you have so much strength. We saw that you killed an elephant that was a thousand times, could kill a thousand other elephants. So even under this illusion of Krishna's energy, still with all of his gusto and false ego that he could muster, that Chanur and Mustika, they were ready to do battle, fight, wrestle with Krishna and Balaram, and encouraging themselves, I guess, in a way. But and people were watching, and still they looked like boys, and they were hitting each other here and there, and it even describes they were hurting each other. But I mean, Krishna's thinking, you know, even when Krishna was hearing the prayers of Brahma, he just like listening. He never said one thing. He was just thinking, I'm just a little boy. Why is he offering me all these prayers? It's like he can put himself under his own self-created energy himself. It's not a problem for Krishna. He's just sitting like a regular boy. I'm just a boy here. When Mother Yasoda looked inside of his mouth, she also was thinking, oh, he's just my boy. You know, although the entire situation, the whole universe was existing within Krishna. I mean, if we have an ordinary house with a chair in it or a pot, that's nice, but we can't look inside the pot and expect to see the whole house in it, or what to speak of the neighborhood and what to speak of the universe. But Mother Yasoda could see inside of Krishna. Still, she was thinking, don't do that anymore. Don't eat dirt anymore. That's all. They're always under this yoga maya. This is the type of maya that we want to be under. A similar thing as this verse was said when Krishna was leaving Hastinapur to go to Dwarka, then the ladies were way up on the rooftops. We get a good idea of that if you go to especially Jaipur. There's a special, the Wamahal palace, where it's just, it was specially made for ladies. They could look down on what was going on in the street, all the processions. It has all windows there that they could look down. But generally speaking, the ladies were up looking down, and they were saying things like, he's the supreme, exactly says the same thing, that he's directly the personality of God, just as we remember him. They're saying, just as we remember. Although this was the first time they saw him, but then they thought, no, we remembered him. And so these, speaking of the ladies weren't understood to be big pundits, but this speaking is more relishable to Krishna than the speaking of big pundits. A verse that Rupa Goswami composed, also it's in the Lita Madhava, Vidagdha Madhava, I think it's quoted in Anchalila, where it says that Vrindavanam Divyalata Pritam Latashta Pushpas Purita Grabaja. This verse describes that in Vrindavan there's so many bees, so many flowers and creepers, and around that is all the bees, birds and bees, and the bees are buzzing, and that buzzing is so relishable to Krishna. That buzzing, although it appears to be just buzzing, but it's more relishable than the hymns of the Vedas. And actually, Prabhupada mentions Vedas here, that the Veda is the authority. In this purport, one has to receive the authority of the Veda. Vedic knowledge was received perfectly by discipline. Evam parampara praptam. He's quoting a verse in the fourth chapter. Such knowledge is never dogmatic as ill-conceived by less intelligent persons. Another word for Veda is Shruti. It's heard. Shruti. And we know Shravanam, Shravanam Kirtan Vishnu Smaranam. So by hearing, we become enlightened. The more Susukam Kartam Avyayam Patyakshavagamam Dharmyam. And then we can get direct understanding. Everybody's, like Prabhupada says in his purport, they want direct understanding. But then on the other hand, each and every man wants a direct perception of Vedic knowledge, but they deny it. They don't want to follow the process. We say you hear it, and you follow you take an experiment, you follow the regulative principles, you rise early. In fact, Lord Brahma himself, after he saw Krishna, he said, I had seen you very briefly before. He's referring to sitting on the lotus flower, the lotus, and in the darkness hearing tapa. And here he's again seeing Krishna like that. So this tibra tapasa that described by Prahlad Maharaj, that Lord Brahma had done this Tibra Tapasa, but this Kalena Tibra Tapasa Parishuddha Bhava, he became purified after long tapasya. But this same realization that Lord Brahma had, Krishna Swayam Samavat Parama Pumanyo, the word here is Puman, Pumanyo, a supreme person, Parama Pumanyo, that is Krishna. That same realization one can get, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is given, Kevalananda Khan, a very easy path. You don't have to sit on the lotus for thousands of years to perform this type of tapasya. Tapyanti lokatapena. The sadhus, they perform a tapasya, but this type of tapasya they consider very ecstatic. And it is also included in it is this Audarya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood. Tapyanti lokatapena. That verse is there in the eighth canto that these we do this tapasya, but because others are suffering, tapanam means to heat, but this ours is voluntary, and we do it ecstatically. The Prabhupada gave this tapasya. Go out, preach, or do what you do it, preach. Previously, we went out most of the day to chant in the street. Still, where it's going on. But this was the tapasya. So sometimes we wonder, oh, we're not getting realization, probably because we're not performing the same tapasya that we might have done. That was easily available. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is known as the Parama Purusha, Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yogam Shishar Dharmaika Purusha Purana. Purusha, Puman, he's the supreme person, and the Shikartam, he's giving these teachings. Shikadya, Subnadya, Prichinichi, Gornitai. Gornitai, they're walking through the streets of Nadia, and they're giving these teachings. They're the supreme persons, the two of them. We just quoted one verse that Analambito Bujo Kanaka Avadat Osankirtanaika Pitaro Kamalaya Taksho. They're two persons, but they're the supreme persons. There's one whole chapter in the Gita called the Purushottam Yoga, 15th chapter, described Purushas, that Sarvashit Cham Ridisani Vishto Matak Smitir, the whole chapter concerned with this supreme person, Puman. Though we're also Puman Purusha, but we're tiny Purusha. We don't have any capacity, but we have a reflection of that capacity. Atmanam Akhilatmanam. He is Akhilatmanam, the supreme person, and he's inconceivably in the heart. Sukadeva Goswami describes that in his prayers, that in his prayers he says that his ways are inconceivable. He's in the hearts of everyone. Esa esha atmanam adishvaras. But in his very first prayer he describes that his ways are always inconceivable, and he takes on the three modes of nature as Vishnu or Narayan comes into the material world, and as Shiva, but they're all expansions of Krishna. Ramadi Morteshu Kalayamena Tishtanana Vataramakarobu Krishna Swayam Samabhavad Paramapumanyo. So this is the form of Krishna that Bhishma is in ecstasy, lying there, leaving his body on the arrows, so many arrows, thousand arrows, bed of arrows, and he's simply meditating on Krishna in ecstasy. So again, back to the purport, Narayan is beyond the material creation. And Prabhupada even uses the example of Shankara, that although he's an impersonalist, he said, Bhajagovinda, Bhajagovinda. They were juggling of course, nowadays, scientists, they're juggling many more things. Kali Yuga is increasing in Maya. But in the days of Shankara, their Maya was, of course, they would constantly be juggling various aspects of Sanskrit language and this and that and speculating and like that. Dukrina Karane. But he's saying, Bhajagovinda, Bhajagovinda, Narayana Para, Prabhupada gives the verse Narayana Parovyakta Dandam Avyakta Sambhavan Saptadvipa Chamedini, the Basha of Shankara. So Shankara himself, Lord Chaitanya cited as a order carrier when he was speaking with Prakashananda, because of course Prakashananda, they worship Shankara practically. They take Shankara's teachings that as impersonalists, they considered Shankara and some others, but especially Shankaracharya, as the ultimate authority. So therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he described that, he gave verses from the various shastras, which they weren't aware of, that he will come, Mayava Arama Sat Shastram Prichinam Bodham Uchite, I will preach something like Buddhist philosophy, Prichinam, covered Buddhist philosophy. In other words, it's void philosophy, nirvishesha, but he's coming just like a Vedic scholar to preach it, just to bewilder the atheists, and trying to convince them that Atman is the same as Paramatma. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu convinced Prakashananda and all his followers, very persuasive, citing so much shastra. Of course, Mahaprabhu, as Nimai Pandit, he was already famous as the greatest pandit, so it was not a big deal for the Supreme Personality of Godhead to convince these persons like Sarvabhauma or Prakashananda, especially when he looked so wonderful at the same time. Why are you sitting there, you know, and then he spoke, okay, describing that Shankara is Agya Kori Das, simply an order carrier for the Personality of God. Shnume Paramam Devi, that verse is there. He's quoting Lord Shiva speaking to his wife. I will now describe to you how I will appear as Shankaracharya. Now, the other lines is noted that in South India, especially the Madhvas, they don't accept, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that Shankara. They simply consider Shankara like a complete, almost demon, like a total enemy, and it's something meant to be smashed. But we take it that he's an incarnation of Lord Shiva. They don't exactly accept that. Anyway, that's just something they don't accept. That's okay for them, but there's more field for us to preach and try to convince them. So Krishna is the first Narayan. In the spiritual world, there are unlimited numbers of Narayan. Vasanti, there's one verse in the third canto of Vasanti Yatra Purusha Sarva Vaikuntha Murtha. In Vaikuntha, everyone is a person. Krishna is the original person, as Narayan. The different forms of Narayan, we see that in the Brihad Bhagavatam Rita, that when there's a description of Vaikuntha, there's so many variegated things going on in Vaikuntha. But still, even in Vaikuntha, when that Kumar, when he went there, he still had to come back to the earth. He was sent back to the earth before he went ultimately to Goloka. So by Vaikuntha, you know, it's very nice, but the devotees like Raghunath Das, they say, shun Vaikuntha, we're not interested in this. As in the very beginning of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is spoken that this Aishvarya Ganete verses by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is speaking that Krishna has appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because he is not interested in this Vaikuntha worship, specifically denying it in a way that it's weak. He wants to come here. I come as Krishna to enjoy with the boys, enjoy with my friends. They jump on my back. I enjoy with the gopis in so many ways, with Nanda, Nanda Kima Karod, Vaja, that Nanda. That verse is there by the Upadhyaya Pandit, that he told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that verse, that some people are fearful, Bharatamanye, they read the Mahabharata, they read the Vedas, but as for myself, I want to simply see that Krishna, Param Brahma, he's crawling in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. Yasyalindi Param Brahma. I worship Nanda Maharaj because in his courtyard there is Krishna. And Krishna is and the cynosure of Vrindavan. Nobody's thinking in Vrindavan that, especially in the spiritual world, no one's thinking that Krishna is, oh, he must be, sometimes they're thinking he may be a demigod or something. How does he get these powers? But they're always under this yoga maya. Krishna's this very nice boy, very wonderful. They're always thinking so many pastimes, killing demons, at least in Boma and Vrindavan. And the boys are singing about it over and over again. Mother Yasoda is singing about it. All the ladies are singing how Krishna Krishna did this, Krishna did that, all these wonderful pastimes. Balaram did that, did this. Simply little boys, but very wonderful little boys. So it is much more relishable when someone approaches Krishna like that. And the gopis approach Krishna. They're so enlivened that when Krishna sees them enlivened and he's enlivened, then they become thousands, millions of times more enlivened, more ecstatic. This Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam is such an important aspect. We don't find that in simple Vaidhi Bhakti, Sadhana Bhakti, that other sampradayas they may perform according to rules and regulations. But we don't hear about this Bhav, Mahabhav, Rag, Anurag, all these various circumstances of ecstasy. We don't hear that. These things are unheard of. Guha, they're hidden to them. But if they take shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his sampradaya or his teachings, Shikshartham Eka Purushaprani, he's the supreme person. He's giving those supreme teachings. But because they don't recognize, then even Kaviraj Goswami says, we daitya korimani. Anyone who doesn't accept, we take as daitya. Not even a devotee, demon. Although other sampradayas, Prabhupada said, we don't say they're demons, but we say, Prabhupada said, actually, they're foolish. He said, but, I mean, this is just something. Prabhupada said, we may think that, we may have some realization in that way, but they're very pukka Brahmins, many of them, pukka sadhus, they're offering their food, they're very regulated, clean, they have all brahminical qualities. But from Kaviraj Goswami's perception, his angle, realization, and Prabhupada, then they take them as foolish to not accept that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was given such a wonderful path, Ananda Khan, and very detailed also. Krishna Swayam Samavat Parama Pumanyo. Krishna Swayam, there's also the verse in the Bhagavatam that Krishna is Parama Pumanyo, the Supreme Person. And so, therefore, when Lord Brahma saw Narayan lying there, like when he saw Krishna, he understood that he was Narayan, the source of Narayan, all the Narayan expansions. There's so many. Ramadi, Lord Rama is mentioned. Ramadi, he's a very important one because he's mentioned Ramadi, Murti, Shukalani, Minitish, non-avatar, so many avatars. Akaro, Adya, Adya, Navayovanam Cha, and cannot be understood simply by study of Veda. Somebody may study Veda, but we see in Bhagavatam that these ladies, they didn't even know Sanskrit perfectly. They may have learned something or the local language, but they were praising Krishna. He found it so relishable. But to speak of the bees simply buzzing, they're not exactly speaking shlokas. But Rupa Goswami says this singing of the bees in Vrindavan is so relishable to Krishna. Vrindavanam divilata pritam latash pushpas puritagraba jas pushpani chaspita maduvritani maduvritash cha shuti hari gita. When he hears it, it is better than hearing the shuti spoken by the biggest pundits. So it's not difficult to take up this move. This is the easy process, not the difficult process. Tibra. So Prabhupada said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come and he's given what Brahma had to struggle to realize. Of course, he realized. He got a glimpse. he was the maidservant. But he, Chaitanya was given it very nice path, very easy to follow. He simply rise early, chanting Hare Krishna and Harinama Mahoshada. It is the great medicine for this entanglement in the illusory energy. We have to admit that if there's any energy that we're entangled in, it's generally the illusory energy. We'll be very happy to be attracted to the spiritual energy. Of course, we can be. Krishna is, especially Prabhupada, is given that, yes, dress the deities very nicely. People come when there's, we notice there's a big influx sometimes during Kartik. Even in the West, the devotees come who generally don't come because they, you know, there's a swing festival. They come when this is a big festival. At any time, they'll come more often because then their senses are more swept up in this and more attracted to the spiritual energy. But some devotees are staunch. They can simply chant. That may be. But generally speaking, the devotees are very attracted when there's very nice hearing of the holy name chanted very wonderfully, and the deity is very wonderfully dressed, and there's a wonderful feast. All the senses are there taking part. So this is what Krishna consciousness is. And so it's so easy, so wonderful. Still, it's difficult. People don't come. They don't follow it. But Prabhupada said, if you don't follow it, then you fall down. It's not that you will, but you did. You already fallen by not following it. And Prabhupada set it up. His mercy is expanded. Karunaya, Muktaya Karunaya. This is called incessant mercy, that Krishna is giving incessant mercy through the pure devotees, their embodiments. And so Bhishma also, he's experiencing his bhav, various bhavs, and giving his realization how he saw Arjuna and Krishna, you know, coming at him on the battlefield. This was his bhav. Not all of us want to are so intimate with Krishna that we're going to start shooting arrows and Krishna's going to feel like that, like flowers. But Bhishma is in this position. Therefore, Mahajana Yenagata Sapanda Dharmasya Tatam Nihitayam Guhayam. This truth, Gudha, this hidden, Krishna is hidden, and he's hidden in the heart of just like in the caves. Sometimes that heart is compared to the deep caves where things are hidden. So it's inaccessible even to the Vedas. Vedaku Hyani Hritkate, there's another verse like that. It's in the heart, it's in the hearts of the great souls. And it's coming out here as Bhishma is speaking and we are hearing again. So if there's any comments, any discussion.
Jai Prabhuji, thank you, as always. What a great fresh breath of nectar, spiritually so satisfying. I want to ask a question about Shankar. You were talking about Lord Shiva saying he was a servant of Krishna and he's coming with Krishna's purpose in mind, but yet Mahaprabhu was so emphatically, spoke so strongly against Shankar's philosophy when he was speaking to Sarvabhauma, for example, the famous Mayavadi Bash Shunale Hoi Sarvanash. You know, one who hears this philosophy, everything is destroyed. So my question is, what was the positive aspect of Shankar's?
I think that's Prakashananda, right? That verse he's speaking. Sutra Kole Bas. That's all part of that conversation. I think you'll find it in Adi 7 or 8.
Jivara Nishta Lagi Sutra Kali.
Sutra Kole Bas. Yeah. Mayavari Bas Shunehos. Yeah, probably there. Anyway, you can check it out. But sitting in front of your database.
No, I'll look it up. No. I'll find it. But so just help me understand, or help us understand, what was Shankar's purpose?
Idea of the conversation, though, with Prakashananda was that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was telling him that you love Shankar, you follow his teachings, you think he's so great, but you know, Bhajagovinda, he explained it, and he quoted all these verses. I'm sure there was a lot more that he quoted that we're not getting, but he explained we're getting just a little bit explained to him that you're Shankara. He's actually Krishna Bhakta. He's Shiva. He worships Krishna. He probably told him so many things more, but basically that was the whole idea. And so why are we so against? Well, Chaitanya Prabhu is not particularly against. He's quoting him, but he's saying he's Agyakura. He's simply an order carrier.
But he said that if anyone hears his philosophy, everything...
Oh, yeah, that's true.
If he hears his commentaries, everything is just...
Well, this is a poetic...
Shunile, one hears Sarvanash, everything's destroyed.
I know. It's poetic. It's poetic a little bit that, you know, even a Mahabhagavata will fall down. It's just to keep people from reading. But obviously, one should be familiar. Prabhupada says in the beginning of the Bhagavatam that anyone who sits on the Vyasasan has to be familiar with all the various philosophies, Sad-Darshans, you know, Gautama and all the Vaisheshika philosophy, Kannada. And like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in one of his songs, he says, I respect all of them, but from a distance, I have nothing. In other words, in order to convince people, you have to be a little familiar with what their arguments are. So, of course, they say something, you can counter it. They interpret Brahma Sutra especially, but you have to be familiar with Brahma Sutra. At least these principal verses are given by Jiva Goswami that we quote, that we use, you know, just like Baladev Bijubhushan and those great persons, they are very familiar with it. I mean, they didn't fall down. They were able to smash various Mayavadis. Madhvacharya, Ramanuja, all these great acharyas, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, they could quote it. They didn't fall down, I'm sure, but they don't accept his interpretation of what Shankara said, but they understand him through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mayavadama Sach Shastram, Prichanam Bodham Uchite, Mayaivavhitan, all the verses are there in Adi 7, a couple of verses, Shnu Me Paramam Devi, or Paramatma, that the living entity is one with the Paramatma. But you know, that's the Vaishnava. Prabhupada said this is our pleasure pastime. Someone was telling Prabhupada in his room once, and he's saying, Prabhupada, you seems like you really love smashing the Mayavadis like that. And Prabhupada said, yes, this is my pleasure pastime. So, and sometimes, I don't know if I told the story, but one time before Prabhupada left the planet, I was living in a little room in Krishna Balaram guest house. Next door was Yasoda Nandan, who was a Swami at the time. He used to spend hours every day just chanting slokas, you know, he would chant this Upanishad, that Upanishad. So one day they were Dutch, two of them came to discuss philosophy with Yasoda Nandan. And I was in the room next door, so I came in to watch this discussion, and actually Pradyumna was watching. Pradyumna made a few comments too, but mostly was Yasoda Nandan arguing with. And these guys had studied Prabhupada's books. They studied Prabhupada's books. They could quote references, page numbers, why Prabhupada said this on such and such chapter, this page. And of course, Yasodhana could argue with them. He's super learned. And actually, we brought them prasadam. It really, the conversation didn't get anywhere. But in the end, later on in the day, I saw them outside smoking cigarettes. And these guys were Westerners who had lived in Mayavadi ashrams, the main Mayavada ashrams in South India, and they were shaved up, but they were still outside smoking a cigarette. And I thought, well, that proves it. Bogus, you know. How bogus can you be? Although they could even quote Prabhupada's books to try to defeat it. So just by argument, Tarko Pratishta, that doesn't really do the trick. But like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he argued, but he also showed the example. But argument...
What was Shankar's purpose? What, if you could kind of summarize, what was the positive? How did he serve to help bring the fallen conditioned souls back to Godhead? What was his role? What part did he play in the big picture? I guess that's
not of India.
Yeah, well, that's pretty much an age-old question, you know. But you know, he brings that philosophy by which people are able to, you know, work themselves up into Maya, you know, into Kali Yuga.
Anar Hari Prabhu.
It gives them a philosophical foundation.
To facilitate their own sense gratification and. I got it. Okay.
Now, can I say something, Narhari Prabhu and Pushkar Prabhu? This is Vidug the Madhava Das.
Jai Prabhuji, welcome back. It's great to have you. We've been waiting for your association again.
Yeah, happy to be back. So
you must be so fired up. I can't wait to hear your classes. they were good before, so they're only going to be better now.
Well, this is a very good class this morning. I'm a little humbled here. I'm not as learned as Pushkar Prabhu. But I heard something while I was in India about this Shankaracharya in South India, that the followers of Shankaracharya in South India, they study Vaishnav Shastras. Mm-hmm. And they study Vaishnav Shastras to defeat Buddhism, because Buddhism is a common enemy. The Vaishnavas also, that's why Shankaracharya appeared, was to drive, you give a Buddhistic interpretation of the Vedas and remove the Buddhists from India.
Yeah, that's true. That was historically right. I didn't know that Buddhism was any kind of threat, though, in South India. I thought it's more like Christians and atheism and so many things. I didn't realize that Buddhists was any kind of big threat still.
No.
Actually, it was a big threat all over India because of Ashok, King
right.
Ashok.
Yeah, well, that's like 2,500 years ago.
Yeah, and then it was spreading, and that's why Shankaracharya came. And it's mentioned in Chaitanya Bhagavat that actually Shankaracharya is glorified in Chaitanya Bhagavat because he said he gave, like you mentioned, you know, the foundation for the Vedic culture, because if the Vedas were removed, there was nothing left during the Buddha's time, because Buddha said, forget the Vedas, just follow the middle path, follow me. So without the Vedas, you know, India or the Vedic culture cannot remain. So Shankaracharya did a great work by re-establishing the first portion of the Vedas, which is impersonalism. The first, remember we have three sections, so Brahmati, Paramatmeti, Bhagwaniti, Sabhyate. So he gave the Brahman realization, and unfortunately it's going on and on and on, just like in the time of Lord Ramchandra when Parsuram realized that now Ram is here, my work is finished. So similarly, when Buddha's work was finished, then Shankaracharya came, and then when Shankaracharya's work is finished, unfortunately, is still being carried on by his followers because the personalists are not that strong enough yet. So it comes in cycles, whatever is needed. So Shankaracharya did a great work by reestablishing the Vedas, the first section of impersonalism, and that's why he's glorified very nicely in Chaitanya Bhagavat, where he says because of him the bhakti can flourish, because he brought back the Vedas. So I was listening, like, I think there's a recitation of Chaitanya Bhagavat online.
That was always my understanding. I was kind of wanted to clarify my own, because that's how I've always explained it. Also, you're really clarifying my own understanding by us discussing it. But I've always described, yeah, that Lord Buddha came and rejected the Vedas because, you know, Nindasi Jagya Vidhara Shruti Jatam, on the strength of the Vedas, they were slaughtering animals and the whole thing was a mess. He rejected the Vedas and had this very strange philosophy. Then Shankar kind of reestablished the Vedas and sort of brought it back in, but couldn't teach the highest teachings at that time. And then Mahaprabhu came and took it, you know, put it back where it should be.
Well, before Mahaprabhu, you have to always include Madhva and Ramanuja, their great acharyas.
I'm not sure if Anupam, I don't know, Prabhu or Mataji, not sure, but she's they're writing something. Let me just repeat, unless, can you speak, Anupama? Let me just read it. Prabhuji said that Shankara has written Bhajagovinda, and this proves that he was a Krishna Bhakta. But then he has written also Rudraksham, Gauri, Ashaktam, Tatakam, and other praises of Lord Shiva and Parvati, raising them to the standard of supreme, does not it mean that he was a Shiva Bhakta as well? If we go just on poetic eulogy of supreme.
Yeah, well, he's in it. According to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is Shiva. He's an incarnation of Shiva himself. Shankara. Shiva Shankara.
Shiva Tattva is hard to understand. Shiva is almost Vishnu.
Right. And he destroys things. So he helps in the Kali Yuga to bring about the destructive element of Kali Yuga.
Shankaracharya established the Panchopashana, where the impersonalists, what they do is with the five deities, they, in the beginning they use those five deities, but then eventually towards their higher state, they give up those five deities. So that's Panchopashana, where those deities are, where the deities come in. Ganesh, Shiva, Parvati, Vishnu, and also Surya. So that's what is Shankaracharya established. But externally, people think it's demigod worship, but actually it's not. It's the process where they go elevate themselves gradually into the Brahman realization. But in the beginning, they use these five deities, Panchopashana, for their focus. So that's Shankara's teaching.
Right.
It was a great discussion. If I could change the subject, bro, I have another completely different question. We're talking, Prabhupada's talking in the purport, it's also the living entities are either bewildered by the external energy, the marginal energy is bewildered by the external energy or the internal energy. It's sort of our nature to be bewildered. It seems, however, that there is also kind of an interesting stage that maybe we go through in the process of coming out of the external before we're under the bewilderment of the internal, if that makes any sense. I've never read that described so much, but it seems like we're trying to get out of that, you know, complete bewilderment of understanding we're not the body, et cetera, but that full understanding may come sometime, or degrees of that understanding will come before we're under the influence of Yogamaya once again, kind of something in the middle.
Well, Prabhupada quoted, you know, during the time of 76 when people were, it was the Gopi Club where it's called Elevation to Gopihood. Anyway, he kept quoting one verse over and over, Deha Smriti Nahi Jar Samsar Bandhan Kahantar, which is a verse from the CC, and also I think Nartam. Anyway, Nartam has a slightly different version. Deha Smriti Nahi Jar Samsar Bandhan. That for someone who completely forgets his body, then where is the question of samsara? He is actually liberated. So Prabhupada said, unless you're in that position, they shouldn't be, you know, thinking that artificially that they're in that position. And you also reminded me of one verse in the beginning of, I think it might be chapter 19-20 of Majjalila, you know, Gyanamatam Bhuvanam Dayalor, probably later. It's the first verse, one of those Kaviraj Goswami super duper wonderful verses. It says, Yo Gyanamatam Bhuvanam Dayalor Lagyanapikarod Pramatam. Basically says, those are the first two lines, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, seeing that everyone is maddened by the illusory energy, he has come to make them mad. Sat prema sampat, with the madness of love of God. Suprema, his own prema, suprema sampat, ulagayan apramo, you know, like that. So we were going to be mad with the illusory energy or mad with the spiritual energy. Either way, we're going to be mad. Just like Prabhupada used to quote that great anecdote about the court psychiatrist saying, you know, as far as I can see, everyone is a madman, because he was trying to use that as an excuse. He killed somebody. So, you know, so generally the court psychiatrist said, everyone is a madman. So this is the point. Who is crazy? Prabhupada said, who is crazy? But basically everyone's crazy. Either you're going to be crazy for Krishna, just like Prabhupada said, the drunks, they come up, you know, he used to see those drunks coming up to wash people's window, you know, in the Bowery, and that goes on probably in India. You know, the people clean your window, windshield, and they want money, and but maybe they're not drunks, but in the Bowery, he said they come just so they can get another dollar, half a dollar, some change, just to get drunk again, more drunk, more drunk, more drunk. So he said we should be like that with the holy name, chanting, chanting, always wanting more chanting, wanting to hear more chanting. Tunde Tundamani Ratim Tundavali Labdai Karnakrota Gadambani. Rupa Goswami says, when I chant with my tongue, the dances on my tongue, I want millions of tongues, my ears, I want millions of ears. No jane kyad bianamritai. We don't know, no jane. I don't know how much nectar the Krishnati, these two syllables, Krishna, Varna, Dvai, these two syllables have produced. We do not know, we do not know. Just rolling on the ground, he says, not caring. Evam brita priyanamakir jatanaro, just crying, dancing. And Prabhupada induced us to do that. He said, go out and chant in the street. Go out and chant in the street. And sometimes he would jump like totally mad. And that's not something that anyone could do. Prabhupada had the power to get people to go out. I just want to think of another anecdote. We were chanting like that crazy in front of the New York Public Library one time. And it was the end of 73. And I saw a guy I used to know in Hawaii in 1969-70 on the Big Island, who was a very clean hippie, like a gigolo, that I forgot his name, but he happened to be walking down the street, and I hadn't seen him in those 3-4 years. So he told me he'd been in India. I told him I was going to go to India, you know, in the beginning of 74. So he said, well, you know, Indians are pretty clever. They could sell you anything. You know, watch out. I said, well, what do you mean? He says, well, I don't think anybody, even an Indian, could have got you out here in a dhoti, jumping around, dancing like that. Who could, you know? I remember thinking, that's far out, you know, that probably could get you to do that, but no one could do. Who could do that? That's potency. So Prabhupada's love of chanting, he got us. It's just like a touchstone to go out and jump around, dance, be in ecstasy.
Pushkar, we're out of time, but I have one just real quick question in the purport, last paragraph.
Yeah, what is
that? The Lord has all of His unlimited Narayan expansions, and then there's a sentence. And by His external energetic expansion, He incarnates Himself amongst the animals, demigods, etc., to revive their lost relationship. When He's referring to His, the Lord's, external energetic expansions, is this the Archavigraha or the Vibhuti expansions?
Yeah, I don't know if it refers to Archavigraha. Tiryan Rishi, yeah, several places in the Bhagavatam where it says he enters the species of aquatics. Tiryan Rideshu is one of Prahlad's prayers. It says like that, just to defeat irreligiosity and the demons. He enters all species of life. That Lilavanar Avrato David Tiryan Naradishu, that last verse in the third chapter or something, similar thing said there, that he appears in all these species. Hello?
Well, that description there, his external energetic expansion,
yeah.
Would it be wrong to assume that that is the Archavigraha?
No, I'm not clear what that means, but now that you mention it, that could also be. Usually probably it's a little more clear if he's talking about the Archavigraha, but you know, as far as the pure devotee goes, Stavara Jangama Deki Nadeki Tar Morte, Sarvatra Hoy Ishta Deva Sporti, he sees Krishna, whether everything he sees. Prabhupada said, don't see the grass, see Krishna. Don't think I'm sitting on the floor, I'm sitting on Krishna, you know. He was always trying to jumpstart our Krishna consciousness to kind of kick us up to the Majjhim, at least the Majjhim platform. And because he's on the Uttama platform. I mean, he came down, he comes down, but, you know, Prabhupada is clearly always Uttama, Uttama, Uttama. And, well, we were always in touch with that, or as much as we could be, we were in touch with that Uttama Bhakta and getting glimpses here and there. Sporti, Ishta Deva Sporti, just always appearing. So from his angle, we're supposed to understand Krishna is within. Within all of us, within everyone, atmaupam yena sarvatra. We see everyone, we see Krishna within everything. Yastu sarvani bhutani atmaiva bhuvijanataha tatrako, then we understand there's no more illusion, no more material illusion. Tatrako moha ka shoka, no more bereavement, lamentation. Ekatva manapaschataha. So this is a type of realization.
What are you quoting?
Oh, Ishopanishad.
Pushka Prabhu, I'm sorry. I have this one question that I wanted to ask you. Uh-oh, what happened? Can you hear me? Because my computer is giving me an error. Something happened. Anyway,
I can hear. I hear it.
Okay. Well, in the second last paragraph, where in the purport, it's mentioned that Balaram expands into the many manifestations as Rama. My understanding, again, you know, is that coming from the traditional Indian family, and the way I had understood it is that Ram was an avatar of Narayan, and then came Krishna as an avatar. But here it is clearly mentioned as Krishna being the Supreme Personality of God, and all the avatars are his manifestations. Now, Ram being expansion of Balaram, so when we recite Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, who is the Ram in it? Is that Ram the manifestation of Balaram's manifestation? I cannot get my head around it. I'm sorry.
Well, Ram is also Krishna, as in our first understanding from Prabhupada is that Rama means supreme enjoyer. Krishna is the supreme enjoyer, Parama Purusha, but you know, it refers to all of them. You know, Ram and Lord Ram and Balaram is called Ram anytime. Ramakrishna ti bhuvo aharad baram takes away. They come as Ramakrishna. They're called Ram Krishna. When we say Ram Krishna, that refers to Balaram and Krishna, but it can also refer to, you know, if someone's named Ram Krishna, probably even named one devotee Ram Krishna, one guy from South India. But that can refer to whoever you're thinking of, Lord Ram or Balaram or even Parashuram, he said. But generally people don't think of Parashuram, but it's actually Krishna ultimately as the supreme enjoyer, as Rama. Rama means one who enjoys. So iti Rama padena so param Brahma bidi, the supreme Brahman is known as Rama because he's the supreme enjoyer.
So when I'm sorry, this is probably the height of my ignorance. I'm just very ignorant in this. So when Krishna came as Krishna and Balaram in the Dwapar Yuga, before he came as Swayam Bhagavan on Earth, he was in Vaikuntha as himself. And
there's no before for Krishna. There's no before. Before or after, you know, he appears. It's not like he is before, like he comes here and then he's absent. He appears, he's got his prakash. He can expand to 16,000 Krishnas with all the wives. He's there with all the gopis, you know, simultaneously. He's appearing as all the coward boys so that all the mothers and the mothers of the cows, the mothers of the boys, they love him because Akhilatmanam, he's the soul of the soul within the soul. So he's appearing within all our hearts as Antaryami simultaneously, Andantarasta Paramano Chantarastam, in every subatomic particle spread throughout the everywhere. So there's no question of before or after. So that's a misconception.
So when Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that I am unborn, so Krishna is timeless. He was always there. And now, because when I used to think of that, I used to think of Narayan being timeless and Krishna being coming from Narayan. Now, but that's a misconception I have in my brain. I haven't got the picture right. When I was reading this purport, I'm like, okay, well, there's something wrong here. The two pictures are not coinciding. So Krishna being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he is the source of the Narayan and the Narayans too, right?
Krishna technically appears through Mahavishnu, but he goes to see Mahavishnu even with Arjuna, you know, because this is all Leela, it's not that we'll ever understand it in any kind of material sense. So that's also said that Krishna is the 10th incarnation. We accept that. Jayadev Goswami says he's the 10th incarnation, you know, as described even in the Bhagavatam. But ete chanksha kala pungsa Krishna stu Bhagavan Swayam. Still, he's Bhagavan Swayam. the same time, even though they're the what is it, ek kind of imse vim sotame vishnis, that one verse says ek kind of imse vim sotame, they're the 20th and 21st, isn't it, the incarnations. So but still we understand that at the same time, he's the source of it. So he's the source of Mahavishnu, but he also appears through Mahavishnu. That's not a problem for Krishna. So he appears as the deity, appears in everywhere. He's everywhere. If you're a Nahabhagwat, you will see everywhere.
Bhagavatam is full of a lot of deep knowledge. It's like you're giving a PhD education to a high schooler. I have to think. Every verse is full of very deep knowledge, and for a person who has stumbled so many times, just reading Bhagavad Gita, this is
Gita. Little... You don't need Bhagavatam. Gita already says that Yom Amajamanadim Cha Veti Lokam Heshvaram Asamuda Samarteshu Sarup. I am actually the source of the demigods, the sages. There's nothing higher than Matak Paraturam Nanyad Kincharasti Dananjaya. There's no truth higher than me. All these verses, Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo. Krishna's saying that there, you know, in the Gita. The Srijami means I appear. I'm not born in like an ordinary sense. So Krishna just appears. He can disappear, appear at any time. He disappears in the Rasa dance. He is there. He's gone.
Clearly that in the Bhagavad Gita, right? I remember, and we were reading the Ramayana to the temple the other day, and it was talked clearly, very, very clearly, the way the Lord appeared, and was very similar to the way he had appeared to Devaki before, because people think of Krishna taking birth and, you know, like a regular baby, but that did not happen it that way. And the two pictures that I got the mental picture that I got was very similar how he had appeared to Devaki before he had, you know, taken the form of a baby.
Yeah, right. I guess then you do understand it probably better than me. Anyway, Kaviraj Goswami says that even if we think that, you know, Vishnu, you know, is the source, that's okay. You can think that way. But then he also says, Daya Karahavichar, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Daya Karahavichar. Whatever you're thinking, he says, you should... deliberate on this, Korohovichar, this mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then Pabe Chamatkar, you'll get something very amazing, very amazing. I guarantee. And he goes on and on, just glorifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and then showing his relation with Krishna, with Vishnu. And of course, ultimately, we get to the Ancha Leela, then it's just pure ecstatic pastimes, and it's like that.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right, we're done. We're done.
It's a little late. I do have just two quick announcements. First of all, I wanted to welcome back Vidagdha Madhava Prabhu and Raghava Prabhu. They're both gone for some time, but Vidagdha has gone for about 6 months. So welcome back, Prabhu.
Very
good.
Raghava was in such anxiety this morning. He just got back. Saw Pushkar was giving class. He was so intent that he had to hear class, but his computer's broken. So I've got several computers at my place. So we were trying to get Skype working on my other computer, him logged into his account, but he couldn't figure it out. And it was getting close. It was getting like down to the wire. And you never saw Raghav in such transcendental anxiety. And finally, at the last moment, we got the computer going, and he put the headset on, and I walked out, and he looked back at him. He was just in ecstasy.
Where was Raghava?
We in what I call my Bhagavatam room. I sit in my office, and you know there's some things going on, but I'm able to concentrate fully for the most part. And then there's just another room. You can't listen if you have more than one computer. You can't listen in on. You can't log in two computers from the same account. So Raghava had to be on his account on another computer at my house.
Oh, he was off the island for a while?
Yeah, he was on the mainland visiting family. Mm-hmm. So he's back now.
Bruce, I'm sorry to cut everybody off.
Okay.
It's getting really late. We're
having too much fun. But I understand you got to pull the plug.
Tomorrow, don't forget, Mother Irmala is giving Srimad Bhagavatam class. It's very, very
okay. Haribol. Okay, thanks, Haribol.
And then also tonight, anybody that wants to listen to Bhagavad Gita class, we moved it up to 6 o'clock in the evening, Hawaii time. So other devotees, you know, it's going to be.
Get up at midnight and I'll listen.
Expecting you. That's a promise. You better be there.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you, Pushkar Prabhu. Pandaji.
All right.
He's definitely the pundit.
All glory to
God, everyone. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Jai.
Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. J